Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumbaCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice of the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.
Jesus knows you masturbate, and he sent Drake in an ark with a shower of poo. Hey and welcome to The 33% Majority, a talk show where you'll find three friends fighting for their 15 minutes of fame. I'm your actual host, Ashley Hall, voiced by Troy McClure.
I am Gavin Slater, and I'm the official voice actor for the main host character of Alex Springthorpe.
All right, guys, I am Craig Davidson, and I'll be the host, Tom Hutchinson.
So I'm just waiting at the moment, chaps, on my contract to be renegotiated, waiting on some paperwork. So I'm not doing like the silly voice or, you know, playing that, you know, the character or anything of Alex Springthorpe. I'll be here for the recording, but I'm not. My lawyers have advised me not to actually play the part until the finer details have been finalised.
I don't mean to rub salt in the wound, but my contract got sorted about 4 or 5 hours ago, so I'm going to slip into my stage persona now, if that's okay.
I'm actually very method, so I never left character. I've been living with this girl for 3 years playing the character, so I'll be committed, if that's okay, with you fine gentlemen.
That really is part of my issue with it, is that, you know, Ashley's a method actor, which just means he's better at playing Ashley Hall because he's Ashley Hall, whereas I'm just a little more responsive when it comes to my acting, so I am demanding a higher salary.
Hang on, you guys are getting paid?
Oh yeah, well I was, but not anywhere near the amount I wanted to be.
That makes perfect, I feel for you.
Hold on, I'd already set myself up in the role. Hold on, let me just dip out of Tom for a minute. It's difficult to think as...
Dipping out of Tom is a hobby of mine.
Mm. to be fair, the Screen Actors Guild, that they stipulate my pay, and I've pre-agreed that with them, so it's all good. It's all good, really.
Oh, hang on, chap. Sally's coming. All right, Sally. Oh, have you got it? Oh, brilliant. Let me have a look. Flip through. Yeah. We'll just sign. Make sure you sign on that.
Make sure, Alex. Make sure you read page 6, mate.
Oh,
is that the one about the green M&Ms?
That's the one, right?
Green M&Ms up the nose. Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, cool. No, I'm happy. Hi guys, it's Alex Springthorpe. I'm back, ready for another episode of the 33% Majority.
No, I'm the host, Tom Hutchinson, and I'm ready for another episode of the 33% Majority.
Actually, I'll be the host, Ashley Hall, who never left, really, in your hearts.
But Ashley, are you ready for another episode of the 33% Majority?
I can't say it one more time. 33% Majority, anyone?
Okay, cool. That was supposed to be comedy, guys. That was supposed to be comedy, we hope. Just before we kick off, guys, I just wanted to tell you guys and the listeners that we actually have our sort of first partnership, I guess.
We're married. Harvard.
Yeah,
we got married to each other, everybody. I'm Tom and Ash's husband.
That's the one.
I'm a loving, caring housewife to both of these fine men.
I'm the gardener in the trio.
Tom's the breadwinner. Ashley's the housewife, and I'm just the hoe. Okay. I'm just the typical house slut.
You're the free use fantasy boy.
You know what, man? I thought it was just me that knew about that, but I'm so glad it's not. Oh, I feel so much less alone now.
Okay, so smutty comedy aside, we're actually partnered with Stripe Climate, and what they do is they're currently using the money that we would get from any ad revenue once the adverts start to appear on the show, which should be anytime soon. They'll be donating a portion of any of that money to basically fighting and trying to avert climate change.
Whoa.
Which is prudent.
No, Tom, you said it was... No, Tom, you said they supported climate change.
No, supported the fight against...
Fuck those sea turtles, Tom.
For God's sake, Tom, I... Oh. Tom, I disposed of so many car batteries in the ocean this morning.
Well, no.
Tom, I've been buying plastic straws and just putting them in my sink. I can't get to the ocean. I live landlocked, so...
Tom, I did many oil spills today.
Okay, those are the opposite.
Oh, I really have got the wrong end of this stick.
You really have. Anyway, I just wanted to speak about that and mention that quickly, and basically just to tell you guys and the listeners that genuinely listening to the 33% majority helps save the world. So you need to tell your friends, you need to post about it on Instagram, that our podcast is going to save the planet.
And just by orders of reduction, not listening to this podcast ruins the planet. And for every person doesn't listen to this podcast, a sea turtle dies. And it's your fault.
Exactly.
What you're doing by not listening is basically you're kicking a baby seal to death.
Yes,
you're
exactly.
Bludgeoning endangered animals. And for what?
I've seen you sharpening your baseball bat, which is not something you do, but it's all I could think of. driving nails through it on the way to work, you sick fucks.
You're tipping tar on a metaphorical pelican. Do you really want to kill that metaphorical pelican? No.
Pelicans
so listen to the podcast.
I would handicuff a pelican. Fisticuff.
Just a sort of side note parentheses. The 33% majority is not an anti-pelican podcast.
Speak for yourself.
Well, last episode, we touched on the fact that Ashley and I were going on a beach trip on an employee's kind of vacation sort of team building exercise, and that Thomas wasn't going to be coming just because he didn't fancy it.
I'd actually gotten a disciplinary from the guys upstairs. Sally said I wasn't allowed to go on any of the...
retreat.
Yeah, exactly.
And Ashley, you were going to tell us what you thought of the Micra.
It's the most incredible vehicle I've ever been in.
Do you actually like it?
I love it. Like, I'm actually desperately in love with it. It's a complete bag of shit, and it's frightening to be in anything above 30. But it is. It's got so much character. It's so lovable. Mm.
Yeah, I've now outfitted it with a banging 2004-era sound system, too, which you're yet to see, but that's exciting, too. But my anecdote this week is from the beach trip, because I wanted to go in the ocean. Right. And I forgot... I did forget that I'm not a seven-year-old anymore, so stripping off at the beach to get my wanger out so I could hide it with, like, swimming trunks isn't allowed anymore. So I was just wearing, like... grey jogger shorts, just relaxing sofa wear. I thought, fuck it, these are basically all it is, isn't it? It's just short trousers that you don't mind getting wet. So I went into the sea with these on. It was perilously cold, though. So I got in to just above the knee, probably halfway up my thigh. And bearing in mind, these are grey joggers. So you can clearly see to which level I've been up to in the ocean. Mm-hmm. And my body just had a natural reaction. It was, well, you're in the sea. Guess what you can do in the sea is you can do a piss.
Oh, no.
So I stood and I was facing Ashley, making eye contact with him, having a chat, and I just openly pissed myself in my shorts. But I hadn't been up to the pee piss level yet. That was still bone dry, so I just pissed myself in front of my friend.
And it's just like, oh, you're really comfortable, huh?
I just did a real big mistake.
Dude, I'm stood like 10 foot from this guy. Like, I'm within piss range.
Yeah. So that's my anecdote of a piss mistake I did at the seaside.
Grim and gross. Nasty. You nasty boy.
Same mistake, like there wasn't eye contact. It was terrifying. Oh, you know, like when a dog pisses on a lamppost and they watch you the whole time, like, this is mine. I can't go in the ocean now, it's Alex's.
Yeah, it belongs to him.
Is that my ocean? Do I own the ocean?
Yeah, you're Poseidon now.
I am father of the ocean.
Ocean daddy. Ooh.
Oh. Okay, well, good anecdote, Alex. I'm glad you told me about your piss-tastrophe.
You're welcome, mate. Anytime.
Who's hosting?
I think it might be me. I think I challenge you to a host-off.
Okay.
No, I don't actually challenge you to a host-off. I would like to talk to you both about... So me and Alex went on this drive, and on the way there, as me and Alex often do, we had a little bit of a chat about life. And I quoted some bullshit that I read somewhere, and I said, it's better to be a soldier in a garden than a gardener in a war. And me and Alex were like, wow, that's so deep and profound. And it got me thinking
super
about
profound.
How much
wow.
stupid
did
profound.
Did it get you thinking it's better to be a soldier in a garden than a gardener in a soldier?
I would love to be a gardener and a soldier. Me and that guy.
I didn't realise we were allowed to let the gardener in us. I'll be right on that.
If I'd have known that, I never would have bought the garden to begin with. I would have just gone to war and fucked the gardener. Hang on a second. I'm a little bit lost in this one. But yeah, it got me thinking all about how much of our lives is just spent seeing stupid quotes on bathroom walls, or like you go into a restaurant and it says like, a tiger doesn't lose sleep over the opinion of sheep. It's like the idea of a self-conscious tiger gets me going. Like, he does care. He's just not telling you about it.
It does just scream boomer quote though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It feels like something that a 40-year-old David would put in relation to an argument he had with another dad at a school.
It is those oddly specific shirts, you know what I mean?
Mm.
My husband is an American welder born in February, and I am his princess, and he will die for me! On a t-shirt.
And he will sacrifice a child every second Wednesday for me. So I got a collection of some that I found quite nice. And then like, the more you think about them, the weirder they get. So like in passing, it's like, oh, this is sweet. But then in reading, it's like, oh, that's weird.
You actually think about it and it's worse.
Yeah, you think about it and you're like, hang on a second. So I'll give you an example. Impossible is a word only to be found in the Dictionary of Fools. Napoleon said that.
Napoleon was wrong.
He is wrong.
He's wrong. It's in Oxford's dictionary. That's not true.
That's in my good friend, Ms. Merriam-Webster's dictionary too.
Mm.
Merriam-Webster's. Listen, if you're not, how could you even bring Merriam-Webster into this?
Also, I'm really sorry, but like, Napoleon, wasn't he like... historically speaking, quite bad at what he did for a living.
No, he did a really good job of ice cream.
Well, yeah, okay, for fuck's sake. No, that's Neapolitan, you bellend.
Well, whoever did that did a fucking good job too.
All right, okay.
His second name was Bonaparte, so he had to be famous. You can't have the second name Bonaparte and not,
see,
and
do
not
you know,
be famous.
Do you know what? This is the thing, though. It's always the people with, like, the strangest names that get the furthest in life, and I actually think it's because, like, it sort of numbs them to, like, external, like, criticism. Because I'm sure, like, Napoleon Bonaparte got so much shit when he was in school, but he's, like, battle-hardened to it to the point where, like, you know, he's trying to rise through the ranks or whatever in, like, the French fucking revolution or whatever he did there.
All celebrities have got, like, interesting names.
Ones they made up.
Will I Am.
Or their real names.
I don't know why Will I Am was the first famous person to come into my head. Just a huge Black Eyed Peas fan, guys. Ooh, it just came out of nowhere.
They did a song, and the lyrics of the song literally say, let's get retarded. I don't think that's a good lyric.
Give it context, Tom. They were saying, let's get retarded in here.
Like, yes.
Give it context. It's less bad now that you know it's localized to their room.
It's location based.
Yeah.
No, it's still bad.
You've got to think time context.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, that was at a time where it was still a bad word, but you know.
Kind of edgy to say it, and now it's bad. Anyway, so Ash, we've derailed.
We've derailed
your
it and
segment.
Gone straight onto the Black Eyed Peas being problematic. You leave my hero while I am alone.
Go for it, buddy. Carry on. You do you.
So I'd like to offer you another one. God never ends anything on a negative. God always ends on a positive. I'd like to refer you to death.
Goodbye, dead baby. Goodbye, dead baby. What a positive thing that's happening now. Good job, God.
Classic God maneuver. He's out here balling.
And everybody knows that when he flooded
your flat with poo, When God flooded your flat with poo and sent Noah with an ark.
Tom, it was God's plan, all right? He knew what was coming.
It was because of your sin.
That's a Drake song, God's Plan. I like that one.
Jesus knows you masturbate, and he sent Drake in an ark with a shower of poo. That's what it is. Listen, Jesus knows you touch yourself at night, and as a result, it's shitty Drake music / ark.
Do you know what, Ash? It always terribly impresses me, the fact that you managed to bang out the intro clip within, like, you know, 10-15 minutes of us actually recording. So well fucking done on that front.
Oh, I sit in the mirror and practice these punchlines.
Yeah, you bang it out so
Dude,
quick.
Did I listen to the one where the intro clip was you going, Alex, you're built like, you look like you swallowed a tire. And I was at work, and I've heard that line like 8 times now, but it still fucking destroyed me.
It just catches you off guard, doesn't it?
I knew it was there, like it was the intro clip, and it happened like 20 minutes later. I was like, no, that's still fucking funny. okay, this one's by Albert Einstein. You might know him from Trolls. a ship is always safe ashore, but that is not what it's built for.
Ooh,
that one's pretty good.
It's not, though, because a tornado has happened before, Albie.
Mm.
So this one is speaking to if you're in your comfort zone, you know, nothing's going to happen to you, but you know, that's not what you're for. Go out, see things, do the scary things and try some shit. And I think it's a beautiful sentiment.
The thing is, though, that logic works worse the further back in time you go. So if you're a caveman and it's like, whoa, I gotta be uncomfortable to make progress. So what you do is you leave your cave and get eaten by a tiger that you knew was out there because you were frightened of it. And the tiger was really self-conscious about the sheep nearby, and it was terrible.
It's a good analogy. It's just not thought out through properly all the way, because if a metal shift is just left moored up in the harbour, over time...
It's going to rust.
The water and the air, it'll corrode and it'll rust and it'll fall apart. But I think that speaks magnificently to people left idle will begin, you know, their brain functions will decay and they will become rubbish idiots.
Just rubbish, crap idiots.
No need to get personal.
Domos.
Come on now. I'm sat right here.
Just sat watching ITV all day.
I don't watch ITV. I'm not going to pay for a TV license.
No. You don't need a TV license to watch catch up, but you do need it if you're going to watch the BBC live or on catch up.
Oh, is it only live television?
Yeah.
American listeners, we have to have a license for a TV.
You're allowed to watch TV... as long as you've got somebody that does have a TV license and has held it for longer than 3 years, and they can supervise you while you watch TV. You can do that. Yeah.
Do you know what's really weird, though? What's really strange is that over the last few days, we've had like a sharp uptick in listeners from the US. And so I bet they are super fucking confused at the moment about what a TV license is.
Well, I've got my kitchen knife license, which I use for butter knives. I've got my TV license. Obviously, I can't operate a TV because it's electrical. It might hurt me. I do have to call the police to come over and turn the laptop on because there is a small chance of it electrocuting me.
Mm-hmm. And there's lots of scary things on the internet. So I've got PC Inspector Dennis Walker with me here, making sure I don't look at any criminal things on the internet.
Thanks, Dennis.
No naughty pornies.
No, you're allowed to look at porn. It's just super uncomfortable because Dennis is watching.
Just not naughty ones.
Yes. We're talking softcore.
I'm going to move past Dennis watching porn with Alex and offer you both. The best way out is always through.
Nope.
I've left a room by the door several times. I don't need to go through the wall. Like, I don't need to...
I mean, I'm in my... Okay, break the illusion slightly. I'm not in the podcast recording studio today. I am off-site. I am working... I'm recording from home today, and I'm in my office. We've just got one door. We've just got one door, and it's got one window. And if I wanted to leave and go through the window, I'd break my ankles.
Mm.
Yeah, but you could.
I could do it. It's not the best way, though, is it?
I'd like to rephrase it. The best way out is the way you came in.
The best way out is to complete your task and retreat.
Yes.
Because then it keeps the sentiment as well.
The best way out is to ascend to godhood and leave via the roof. That's how I've been leaving my rooms for weeks now.
Okay.
It's a powerful statement.
Good work.
At the end of a job interview, I just ascend through the roof.
Good work, omniscient Ashy. Well done.
And then lastly, there's two more after this, but the last one, I don't think I can read because it makes me want to throw up. Do or do not, there is no try. So that's Yoda, who is a very wise man.
Yeah, he did say that.
He was dyslexic, wasn't he? he was the dyslexic gnome.
Dyslexic he was.
Yes. I love how many jokes there are about Yoda. Like, I love all the Yoda jokes.
Do them all. Do them all right now,
I don't know any of them off my heart. I just think his voice is funny.
You just told me there were lots.
Yeah, there are loads of Yoda jokes. Hang on a second and I'll pull some up, you fucking fuck. Yoda.
Do you know them, though?
Well, no, I don't, but my phone knows them.
As far as I was aware, Ash, you were the resident Yoda joke expert, so you're really letting the side down right now.
That's true. I have got that tattooed on my face.
Listen here, Ashley Yodaman.
Oh, these are all terrible. These are all awful.
There's loads of Yoda jokes. Really shit ones, though. There's really shit Yoda jokes available.
Why was Yoda hired at the greenhouse?
I don't know.
Because he had green fingers. Right.
Right.
Right. How bad is that? Because that could be about the Grinch. It could be about anybody with green fingers.
The Hulk.
If you Googled the Hulk gardening joke, it would bring that one up. It's just a reskin.
It would be the same joke.
Green-based jokes, please, Google. Oh, no, I actually have a Google in my house. He's listening.
That was the oldest man thing I've ever heard you say. I have a Google in my house.
Oh, I've got one of them. She's always listening. She never stops.
It's been a while since we've done this. Hey, Google, play the 33% majority.
Fuck you guys.
Wait, no. No, that doesn't... Hang on. No, wait. No, that was supposed to be for our listeners, but they... For me to have said that command, they would have had to already be playing. That was the worst hack anyone's ever done.
They could be at somebody else's house.
It's probably worse. You've probably just ruined this podcast for them because they're now on for episode one.
Yes.
No! Come back quickly! Don't listen to episode one, whatever you do.
It's the worst! Ash, do the worst one. Do the last one.
Oh, but they're all so fucking... Right, okay. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Yoda.
Yoda who?
It just says Yoda's such a good kid, but it doesn't make any fucking sense.
I really was expecting a really profound...
Yeah, I thought
I have one last thing to read. I explained that I basically went looking for inspirational things, and I found one that... I don't think it's meant to be inspirational, but it just says, "Fellas, if your girl has highlights, wears chunky jewellery, and likes to rollerblade, that's not your girl. That's Shadow the Hedgehog." I have no idea. I don't understand it either, but...
And sorry, Ashley, who said that one?
I think that was Sun Tzu in the Art of War.
Ah.
Okay. It was Knuckles. Knuckles said it.
Knuckles looks like he fucks, I'm just saying.
Okay, well, anyway, just to round off then, I just want to say to all of our lovely listeners, if you need one mantra to live your life by, it's live, laugh, and love.
Oh, true. Right?
Just finally, just to overrun on Ashley's segment slightly, do either of you actually have anything that you do strongly believe in? Because I do. Well, one thing I always say is if it's worth doing right. And I just try and apply that to a lot of things.
Yeah.
That's why this podcast sounds the way it does, because it's not really worth it, so I don't bother.
Well, I've had a motto in my Twitter bio, I think since I had Twitter, and I think it's still really important, you know, in my life, which is to say that there's three things that are important to me. That's skating, hating, and respirating.
I love that for me. Mine is something Tom said, where it's be the adult you needed as a child, which I still think that's one of the nicest things.
That is sweet. That is sweet.
I like that.
That is a nice one.
That got really nice for a minute there. How do we dirty it up again?
Sorry, I piss, shitted, and farted.
It's about to get more pissy, shitty, and farty.
Because Flat has just been... Sorry, that was terrible.
Welcome, everybody, to our regular segment between segments, Urban... What the frick? Shinery?
beautiful and stanky.
Oh, the stink is forever. That goes on forever.
I'm never going to get that one out of the curtains, Tom.
Oh, Tom, set that to a hot wash.
For any new listeners, this is a segment between segments where we take random Urban Dictionary entries and just try and figure out what the frick they mean, right?
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Yes! Yes, Thomas, that's the
sure.
one it is.
Tom, we all agree. It's right.
Thanks,
what
cool.
An amicable podcast.
We're all here to make friends, am I right?
Just severely polite. Okay, first one of the day.
Uh-huh.
It's, are you ready?
Yep.
Beef walk.
Beef walk.
That's beef, like the meat, a joint of beef.
That's
and
what
walk.
I do when I go to the Sainsbury's. Like, I do the beef walk.
When
I put
when you're off to Sainos, you're doing the beef walk, right? Gotcha.
Yeah, when I put the steak down my trousers, so I'd have to pay for it.
Yes, crime.
Okay, I'm gonna. Am I right? Am I in a safe space right now? Is it just me and my two friends right now?
I feel like you are.
Mm-hmm. Only us. We'll mute this part of the podcast so the listeners can't hear it. So go ahead, buddy.
Is it likely to be labial in nature?
Oh. A game with a great vaginal descripting words, though. Labial.
Descripting?
Oh, fucking... It's a
describing.
Descriptive. Descriptive is a word.
Not the one you said, but yes, it is.
Yeah.
What did I say?
Descripting.
Am I an idiot? I feel like an idiot. Descripting. Oh, describing. Yeah. That's not great.
Yes, that is a good describatory word, Alex.
Thank you. Yeah, is it likely to be something, you know, of that genre?
I hope not, because all vaginas are beautiful.
Yep.
Even yours.
As with all people, they come in many varying...
I come in many varying.
Alex comes in
oh,
many
no.
varying.
No. Okay, I think we just need to wrap this one up now. I think it's to do with maybe something being swollen in, you know, that region.
In which flavour of person are we discussing currently, Thomas?
Vagina.
Female. Somebody who has a vaginus.
A labial person, if you will.
Mm.
Yes, I think it's something to do with an enlarged Pangaea.
Yes.
Isn't that where mankind came from?
Pancetta. I think it's someone that's got a very big pancetta.
Okay, Ash?
I know what I want to say and be right and win, but I'm going to say, is it when I'm shoplifting steaks and I'm leaving Sainsbury's okay. and I've got a walk funny because I'm hiding all those steaks.
I've seen you do it. You look like an old gunslinger.
Alex distracts a security guard by taking down his trousers and showing them his beef walk.
Yes, his public indecent beef walk. Okay. The definition of beef walk is going outside or away from a group of people in order to fart with less consequence and more confidence.
I hate that we can never find the happy medium. We're either way too wholesome or fucking disgusting. We can never get it in the middle anymore.
Yeah. If you would like an example of how to use it in a sentence or in a conversation. Person A, hey, where did you just go? Person B, I had to go on a beef walk. Oh. Nando's for lunch gave me the piri piri farts.
Yuck.
Excellent. That's the sentence I came here for.
Yeah, yucky, nasty.
I'm now the host and I'm going to do it. I'm doing it now. I'm having a host time.
Oh, he's going to do it. Oh my God.
Oh, fuck.
For the first time, ladies and gentlemen, in 17 episodes of 33% Majority Podcasting, it's time for me to do a game.
Oh, my God.
It's my favourite type of game.
Alex, just sidebar
it's
quickly.
The type of get. Oh,
sorry.
Right, okay.
Sorry. Just quickly. Can we just nip into the meeting room quickly?
Yeah, of course. Here I come.
Yeah.
Just gotta come down off the energy. I had my announcement voice on. I was very excited for my... No, go on, Tom.
He was in his flow.
Ash, sorry, mate. We'll be back with you in a second. Sorry, I'll be really quick. Alex, Alex, like, basically, the only thing that I bring to this fucking podcast is fucking games. So, like, what the fuck are you trying to do to me?
Hmm? What I've done, Tom, is I've devised a game that is better than any game you've ever done, played, or heard of.
It's real unfair.
Now, get out of my meeting room. Get out of my office.
Is it meeting with an EA? Just out of curiosity.
Yes. We've come in here to fart.
Beef walk on over to the meat room.
Oh, anyway, I'm doing a game now, and it's the best type of game. It's the type of game with a layer, an element of trickery and sneakery. For I have tricked and I have sneaked, boys. And have approached your partners, and I have quizzed them on themselves, and I'm going to ask you two questions about your partners, and we're going to find out how well do you know them then? And this game is called, Well, How Well Do You Know Them Then?
Oh, Alex, why have you done that?
It's a prank. It's a good prank joke.
I'm a terrible fucking partner. Jeez.
Shitteroo.
Good game to play with everybody. Fun for all the family, but probably not you two. So I've asked, and Tom, I've been asking Natalie questions, and Ash, I spoke to your partner, and she didn't want her full actual name to be on the podcast, so she will be known henceforth as the Bee's Knees. So I asked Natalie and the Bee's Knees these questions, and we'll see how many you can get right.
This is terrible.
Fine.
We'll start off with easy mode, shall we?
I'm in the zone, let's go.
I asked Nat and the Bee's Knees, what is your favourite place? What's their favourite place, guys? Your significant others who you love so much in the world, where do they love to go?
Charity shops.
I'm going to just...
Amsterdam on a boat.
I'm going to cut, just get that, cut it, just quickly. It is a geographical location with an uppercase first letter. It is a place, not a charity shop.
Oh, no. Oh, Alex, what have you done?
Okay, I think that... So this is really fucking difficult because, like, is my answer, is the one for my partner, is that geographical as well? Or yep, is it
both,
like...
I'll give you... It's easy mode. Yes, both of these are geographical locations.
Okay, is my partner's favourite place to go Casper's Dessert Shop?
That doesn't sound like... when I say geographical location, I mean like town name. Name of place. You find it on map.
Right.
Berlin.
Okay. And
so or Amsterdam, but one of those two places.
And Thomas, what's Natalie's best place? Best place, most favourite, wonderful place?
Oh, it's like, it's somewhere like the, not the Netherlands, but like it's like German in nature.
Oh, go
would
on.
You both be dating German liking girls?
Oh my God, it begins with like a B or a D.
Yeah, go on, go on.
Yeah.
Can I give my ideas?
Go on.
Yeah, you can look together.
Berlin, Denmark. Is it?
No.
Fucking B's and D's. The B's knees.
Deutschland.
It's just Germany, but with a D.
that's Germany.
Bavaria.
In your own time, guys. Whenever you're ready.
Ding dang. Ding dang dong.
Oh, fuck.
This is the easy round. This is the first question of the easy round.
I hope it doesn't start getting real personal, because, like, the Bee's Knees know some things about me, I'll tell you. I've got some weaknesses.
I'm just bad at geography, so if German and B and D can be enough, I'm fucking kicking myself, because I know she went there when she was a child a lot.
So Tom,
she's got stories about horses.
Your final answer is somewhere in Germany beginning with either B or D, yes?
A German place beginning with B or D, yes.
And Ash, your answer for the Bee's Knees is Berlin.
Yeah.
Both cocked it.
Oh, fuck.
Nat really enjoys Cromer, a beautiful English seaside town on the east coast.
Fuck.
And the Bee's Knees likes Dublin.
Oh,
shitteroo.
I would have got that as well.
Round two of easy mode.
Fuck.
What are your partner's favourite foods?
Oh, chili con carne.
Donuts.
Oh, fuck. Well, there we go. Nailed it. Nailed it. That one. You've both got a point each.
Hey!
Woohoo!
Tom, we have to draw or we have to both lose, like, miserably. Like, we can't. I don't want you to win. I don't want me to win.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
The third and final round of easy mode. What are your partner's favourite colours?
Orange.
You're saying it at the same time. Who said what?
I said yellow.
Tom Hutchinson said orange.
And you both soar up to 2 points each. Well done.
Woohoo!
No hesitation. It's because Bee's Knees like sunflowers. They're a favourite.
Hard mode, engage!
Oh, fuck.
I'm hard mode.
What was the name of their first pet?
Are we data fishing? What was their mother's maiden name? What is their social security number?
Tom, what was Natalie's first pet called? And Ashley, what was the bee's knees first pet called?
Lucky the duck. Or Bruno.
Oh, shit. Shit, shit, shit.
Lucky the duck, I think.
Okay. Tommy?
Oh, it's a dog and it's a girl and I can't.
What was the girl dog's name?
I sort of grasped.
Tom,
that
if
that
you could
question.
Just say now the name of the girl dog that it was, I think you could really clinch the answer here.
Say that bitch's name.
Hey, Alex, can you just send me it? Can you just text me
no.
the name?
I'll text you.
No, sorry.
Wait, I'm messaging Tom. Give me a sec.
You can't. You cannot be in cahoots.
No, I know it. I know the answer. I'm going to tell him. Give me a sec. This is going to be great. Hang on.
Okay, Ash put Aspug, and I don't think that's the one.
How did he know? Are you submitting an answer, Tom, or are you forfeiting this round?
Oh, can I get the first letter?
No.
No.
Fuck.
Just say it. Just like as if you know the person that you've been in a relationship with like for ages. Just like give the answer to the question, like you know it.
Jesse.
So we went with Jesse for Nat's first
lucky
pet.
Lucky the duck.
Lucky the duck for the bee's knees, and both were wrong. Nat's first pet was called Hopscotch.
What?
And the bee's knees' first pet was called Jigglypuff.
Oh, fucking Jigglypuff.
Oh.
What flavour of Aminal is Jigglypuff?
I feel like it was one of her land snails.
Gross. Still, chaps, still just on 2 points that you got. Just remind you in during easy mode. This one should be pretty easy. What is their go-to meal deal? Now, there is a time limit on this one, and it's quicker than whatever we did last time, because this will get boring to listen to.
Okay, I've got mine. Done.
Fire, off the hip. Go on, what's Nat's go-to meal deal?
Hoisin duck wrap.
Yes.
She's going to pick probably some form of hula hoop or fruit. And I think the drink is going to be some kind of like berry smoothie.
Oh, you are 2 out of 3 with that one, Tommy boy. We've got a hoisin duck wrap, Pringles, and a berry smoothie.
Okay, Pringles, like, yeah, I would say Pringles is like very variable. That's as often as a chicken satay or a fruit bowl. So
it's not the one you said though. Ashley, what does the bee's knees acquire for a meal deal snack?
Oh, bloody balls. It depends what shop she's going to. Is this like the ideal, like the perfect one?
What's the perfect one? I said, what's your perfect, most favouritist meal deal?
So
it's best
a
one.
It's a BLT, an innocent smoothie, and crisps-wise, Quavers.
Okay, almost, Ash. Got one of the three. She enjoys a Mexican chicken wrap, a brownie, and an innocent smoothie.
Of course she does, Greg's. God fucking damn it. Oh, I'm so mad.
Question number 3. This one's really tricky. I did have to get help from this one. This was a multi-man operation. I had Beth, her apprentice. I had, obviously, Nat and the bee's knees helping. This is multi-layered here. What brand of shampoo/conditioner do they use? You see it every day, chaps. Every single day in your little scrub boxes where you go to acquire cleanliness. What is it?
Hang on one second.
No, doesn't count. You can't. You won't get any points. You won't. It won't happen.
I'm back. I don't know. I'm in the other room. Hang on.
Ashley's away from his microphone, but we can still hear him, and he's actively cheating. And Tom's been quiet for too long now, so I'm distrustful.
Tom's taking his mic with him like a sneaky cunt.
No. I'm still here. I'm still here. It's blue.
Dabba-dee-dabba-da.
It's expensive. It's got a gold top to it. And I know that the ingredients are like argan oil or something. But I don't know what the brand is. I have no clue what the brand is.
I don't know the brand either.
No idea. So you've got no idea. Ash, have you got no idea?
Not a fucking clue.
So Nat uses OGX. Who knew that even existed? And the bee's knees has several. I literally use anything, so we won't get that. But if I had to say any, it'd be Tresemme.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So Take note.
Yeah. Like, oh, fuck. The bee's knees. Blur that out, please.
Blur. I'll blur that out on the podcast. Yeah, no worries, mate. I'll blur it.
Yeah. Visual effect, that. Guys, if you just cross your eyes when you hear that, for me. If you could just squint a bit as you hear that.
Guys, we really need to speed run this now, because I've got like 3 minutes left.
Go on, go.
No, this is great. I love this.
What are Nat and the Bee's knees is pet peeve slash gives them the ick?
Oh, I know this one. Go on, then. Fucking. So basically, when I'm doing a poopus, I like leave the toilet roll off the toilet roll holder, and she fucking hates it.
Oh, I do so many things to wind the bee's knees up. There's so many things.
It's not specifically about you. It's just in general. Generic pet peeves. Slash icks.
Oh, generic pet peeves. Chewginess. Did the bee's knees say chewginess?
Say what?
Chewginess.
I don't know what the fuck that word is.
Chewgy is kid's slang or teen slang for stuff being like cringeworthy, but in like a really nondescript way. So like your nan calling the corner shop a naughty thing.
Oh, okay.
Could be chewgy. Or like, you know when you go into like a new build house and they've got like glitter fronted TV unit and glitter fronted kitchen units and you think, Jesus, that's tacky. Chewgy.
Chewgy. Oh, okay.
Okay.
Right, I learned something, but you've evidenced that you guys haven't over your long and extensive relationships. Natalie's pet peeve is, firstly, Tom getting all of these wrong, slash bad grammar.
Oh, well, yeah, okay, that's probably the biggest one. Mm.
And the bee's knees simply doesn't like creepy men.
Oh, but she's been fucking dating one for nearly 4 years. How was I going to get that? I wasn't going to say me, was I?
Number five, what's their go-to online clothes shop?
What's the fucking one called where it's second at Depop?
And Tom?
Shein?
Huh?
Ooh, fast fashion. That's naughty.
No, I don't know. It's got begins with an M or something.
There is a Shein that you shop online for.
No, I don't think it is that one. It's not Primark. Primark isn't online.
Is it ASOS?
No, it's not ASOS, no.
Massmurderersonline.com.
That's the one. Yep, I'll go with that.
No, it was misguided.
Misguides? Yeah, fuck.
I'm going to take a quick reprieve just to tally up the scores here.
Was mine Depop? Did I get that right?
You did, Ashley. You won. You won that round.
Oh, you fucking know, baby. I'm so smart and sexy and handsome.
Oh, guys, it's 4-4.
Oh, shit, tiebreaker round.
Well, no, I've still got loads of questions. I could do this for another hour. Number six, if applicable, any food allergies from either of them?
No.
Zero.
Zero allergies.
You win this round. That was a quick one, boys. No food allergies for either of them.
I've tried everything, but nothing kills her.
Great. Number seven of hard mode. The final question for hard mode. Tom, what's Nat's favourite thing about you? And Ash, what's the bee's knees favourite thing about you?
Fuck.
It's either going to be...
Well, this is going to...
Oh, go on, you, Tom.
No, I was just going to say, this is going to make me cry when I hear it, probably. is it... The only thing I can remember her saying to me of note would be that, like, when we got together, she liked my teeth.
Okay.
So, that's one, maybe. I don't know.
Is that your final answer, or are you still thinking?
No, I'm going to go teeth.
Teeth, okay.
I respect that. Good teeth are important. Mine's probably going to be either my butt or the fact that I just know loads of stuff, but I'm going to go with my butt.
Oh, well, you fucked it at the final hurdle there. Thomas, Nat's favourite thing about you is your taste in films and music and also Hefty Todger.
Hefty Todger.
And Ashley, the bee's knees' favourite thing about you is your intelligence.
Oh, god damn it.
But you went with your juicy cheeks right at the end there.
Well, that's she only ever compliments my ass. Or my intelligence. And I was like, is she going to tell Alex 50, that she 50. Thinks I'm smart? Probably not.
Insanity mode!
Oh, fuck.
How many Facebook friends have they got?
1,500.
Fucking so much less than that. Like, fucking... Oh, jeez. Like... Oh, it's got to be like... It can't be a lot. 120.
I'm giving it to Ash. Nat has got 915 Facebook friends. The Bee's Knees has 168. So Ash was definitely closest there.
Ash, you win. You're the better boyfriend.
That's the fact.
6-5. Second question of insanity mode. And there's only one more after this, don't worry. I asked your lady friends, not including insert boy name here, who is your favourite host of the 33% majority?
Alex.
Oh, yeah, Alex.
Okay, that's a tie then. Pull that.
It wasn't going to be me, was it?
Everybody loves me. Nat said I like you all equally. Not a lot, but still equally.
Oh, I won!
The bee's knees said me.
All right. Insert bee's knees' name here. Thanks. How did I do to you?
Huh? That's why, Tom. She knows you don't know her name.
I do know her name.
It's not for the victory or anything, but I have a final question here.
Fine.
Just for fun. Boys, can you tell me your partner's most recent bank transaction?
Yep.
Fucking good to go boxes.
It's a good to go box.
You go and get like local bakeries or whatever. When they have stock they don't sell, we buy them. So we go and buy that, and then that goes into our food cupboards so we don't waste food that much.
That's a pretty wholesome thing. It's not that, though.
Yeah.
I need to know the time frame. I need to know when this was, because...
Friday lunchtime.
Oh, Friday lunchtime.
Oh, fuck.
Fucking...
It would have been sending money to me.
Charity shops. Charity shops on Friday.
Natalie sent money to Tom. Lol. And the bee's knees paid for an expensive car repair.
Oh, fuck.
So at the end of that round, boys, that is the conclusion to my game. Well, how well do you know them then? And Ashley knows them pretty ding-dang well with 7 of 10 questions done correctly. Or was it 13? It was some questions and he got 7 of them correct. And Thomas, you got a piss-poor 6.
Dun, 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 dun.
Okay.
I won.
Well, I hate myself now.
You should.
Congratulations, Ashley, for being a better boyfriend.
Yeah,
really
much.
Proud of you. I just needed to say, though, the frictionator is gonna overheat real bad.
Yeah, I went into overtime that segment. I'm gonna need to only have like a 5-minute segment next week.
No, you don't get to do a 5-minute segment. That's almost a treat. Stop it.
That's a reward. Welcome back to our regular segment between segments. Urban, what the frick? Shinnery?
God, he's going for it.
Yep. Put all the stank on that one. Welcome back. The second word of the day is Dirk. And that's D-U-R-K.
I went to school with Dirk. He wasn't a very smart man. Just sounds like that kind of person, doesn't
Dirk.
It? Just, ugh.
Is it what you... When you really upset... and you want to call someone a dick, but you're like about to sob. And you know when you're like really upset and you want to have the last word, you fucking dick!
Dick! Yeah, okay.
It's when you're trying to get your friend Derek's attention in a hurry.
You shorten it. Come on, Dick!
It's a posh duck.
Oh, it's a very posh duck.
Oh, yes, darling. Let's go and feed the ducks.
Come, Nelson. Let us feed the ducks.
You remember that segment you did, Alex, on new swear words? I wonder whether somebody coined it really soon after our episode because of our international fame.
Maybe.
Is it what? Because I think, did we say something similar to that?
I don't think so.
Did we go with Dirk? Dirk does sound a bit scathing.
Yeah, no, you want to steer clear of him. He's a proper Dirk.
He's a Dirkhead, in fact.
Yeah, it does sound like that. It sounds like someone intellectually challenged. Sounds like a thicko.
I think that's what it sounds like to me. It sounds like a noise that you would make to imitate somebody who's unintelligent. Dirk. Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's a name for someone who's less than we are.
Okay, right. Oof.
That sounds super elitist. I love it.
Yes, it does. Shall we find out?
Yes, please.
Tell us your secrets, Daddy.
Neanderthal patriarch responsible for the great 20,000 BC fire party. Having discovered wine and fire in close proximity, Dirk threw one hellacious, rooting, tooting, wild cave party that 3/4 of the known world attended. It was a cave orgy of epic proportion, woolly mammoth cookouts, and rock and rolling were just a few of the festivities. Mm-hmm. Dirk would be immortalised in many cave paintings around Western and Central Europe, many thought to be pornographic in nature.
Can you imagine, though, if either one of us had just got that fucking bang on?
Yeah.
If we just full-on fucking nailed it.
Yeah, it was impossible. We weren't far off, though. Essentially, it just sounds like the best idiot.
No, the best idiot's Alex.
Yeah.
Yes.
No, that's very true. Thanks.
Oh, I didn't want to say that Tom was the best idiot. Tom's the best, but he's not an idiot.
I don't think either of the two things you just said are true.
Self-hate's the worst hate. That was Gandhi, by the way.
Self-deprecation is the route to self-enlightenment.
Thanks, Buddha.
Yep. I'm a host now, so I've sprinkled throughout the show that I've had a couple of meetings with the fellas upstairs.
God, yeah.
No, the owners of the big business corporation that is the 33 Incorporated.
Oh, yeah, the 33% conglomerate.
Yeah, they've not been best pleased with me recently. I wasn't allowed to go on the retreat. There have been problems about my performance and not meeting KPIs. I've had to pick up some more responsibilities in terms of editing, so I feel as though, you know, there's some trust coming back, right? One thing that they did say to me, which was really nice, Steve actually said that Steve's been down to meet you guys, right?
No, I've not met Steve yet. Is he the new guy in HR or?
Yeah. He's fucking scary.
The little bold guy. Always. Little bold guy that rides a scooter. That gimp, he's not.
Scathing.
He's right? Not scary. I could beat him in a fight.
Okay, I could beat him in a scoot off. No, Steve, sorry, I couldn't. Sorry for listening.
No, Steve, not like this.
I just remember, everybody, by the way, HR is the business's friend, not your friend. In my meeting with them, where we discussed various aspects of my current performance, they said that they were actually quite happy with the games I was bringing to the shows, which is why I'm sort of quite concerned at the fact that they, for some reason, authorized Alex to do one. But anyway, the problem that they had was that most of my games have names, and one that they haven't seen for a while and they wanted me to do again was the one where we basically just take the piss out of horror stories.
Ah, it has been a while.
Yeah, they wanted us to have basically just a 5-minute brainstorming session trying to come up with a name for it, and then they didn't want me to waste too much time and actually still do some. So can we come up with a name for my horror time story campfire segment?
Yeah, it's the horror time scary campfire segment, obviously.
No, it's got to be repeatable.
Tommy's cuddly teddy bear time.
Oh, I'm here for that.
Something with a misdirect in it.
A misdirect. Right, okay.
Bath time with Tommy.
I'm here for bath time with Tommy. I've already got bath my fucking nudes on, baby.
Ash, we do that every week anyway, so don't worry about that.
Oh, thank God. I thought this would be encroaching on that time and I got really upset.
No. You'll still get your bath time with Tommy. I like rhyming, but I also like, you know, Urban What the Frictionary is like...
To play on words.
The sort of tent pole, it's there. Yeah.
Why don't we call it something terrifying, like Spooky Showdown?
Why don't you say that it... right, guys, it's time for a spook-em-up.
Oh, yeah.
Like a beat-em-up, but with spooks. Okay.
Time for a spook-em-up. What do we think to that? Is that a contender, or...
Yeah, that's getting there, but also, you know, as with the naming convention of the shows that has a bit of alliteration, I feel like there needs to be another S word in the title. Shit. So I like Spook-em-up, but there's got to be something else.
Shit Spook-em-up. It's time for a spectral Spook-em-up.
Scary Spook-em-up.
That's just somewhat redundant by Spook-em-up, I think.
A spooky Spook-em-up? That's three spur. That's alliteration.
It's time to Spook-em-up till the poo come out. Syllabalistic alliteration. Is that something?
I think not. That's not anything.
Okay.
Why don't we just call it David, which I think is a nice name.
David's frightening.
Ooh, spooky David. Ooh. I like that. It's time for a spooky David.
Time for a spooky David.
We're going to have a spooky David, guys.
Tom, I'm ready for a spooky David now, please.
Okay, do you know what? Actually, I quite like it.
Tom, we've already decided Spooky David's coming. Make room.
It's time for everybody's favourite recurring segment, Spooky David.
And then I'll have that sound effect in.
Perfect.
Yes. Okay, right. Okay, we'll just call them Spooky Davids then. I've got some Spooky Davids today. Do you guys want to hear my Spooky Davids?
I'd really like to hear your Spooky Davids, please, Tom.
Cool. I'm actually concerned now because I didn't listen back to the previous episode, so I hope I'm not repeating. Have we had this one before?
Yeah.
Next. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We'll see you later.
Yeah. I've been your host, Tom.
I've been your host, Spooky David.
You cock. There was a picture of me sleeping on my phone. I live alone.
That selfie stick's really paying for itself, yeah.
Yeah. No, I really forgot I invested in Ring Indoor Security System. This week's episode sponsored by Ring.
Maybe it's just a really intrusive sleeping app where you set it up to like check up on your sleepwalking and sleep talking.
You know the ones that record you when you're talking the night and then you've just got a recording of you on your phone saying, no,
oh,
not
no,
the
I've
raccoons.
Got one of those built into my house. It's called My Wife, and anytime I do any particularly bad snoring, she records it and sends me it so I can review it in the morning and make the necessary apologies for the crimes I committed in the night.
It's wonderful, but I don't think you can have an app called My Wife because everyone would just pronounce it like Borat.
My wife!
Which is the peak of 2009 comedy.
Very nice.
Alive. It's not even funny, I hate it.
Do you know what's fucking horrible? That actually this episode has devolved so terribly that we're actually using Borat humour.
No, it means it's good. That's oh. The thing about podcasting to remember is bad is good. If it feels like a yucky episode, it means it's a yummy episode.
That's pretty much true.
Give the listeners what they want.
And all they want is another Spooky David, because we've debunked that one.
There's another Spooky David coming up. This one, I just don't understand.
It's in Spanish.
Cock.
Tom, you've got to read it in Spanish now. You've got to put it in Google Translate and read it in Spanish.
What's Spanish for David?
El David.
Hola. ¿Cómo estás?
Spooky El David.
Soy Thomas.
No, soy Spooky David.
Soy Spooky David. Anyway, right, fuck it. This one, yeah, I don't understand it, so you guys are probably going to need to explain it to me, because I don't fucking get it. It says, I finally found my wife the kidney she needed.
Oh, I've lost Tom again.
His wife's never going to get that kidney.
This is the spookiest of Spooky David that Tom just evaporated halfway through speaking.
It was so Spooky David has taken over Tom's podcast.
He found his wife the kidney she needed, and it was Tom's corporeal form.
He's found the kidney. Tom's been kidney napped.
I'm back.
Kidney napped is a fucking great joke. I've been kidney napped. Oh no.
Tom, can we have that Spooky David again, please, from the top?
Sure. I finally found my wife the kidney she needed. It took forever to track down everyone she donated organs to after the crash.
Oh.
Oh, he's rebuilding his wife. He's reassembling his wife.
Oh! I get it. Right, okay, so he wants to do a Frankenstein to her.
It's Frankenstein's monster. Frankenstein was the doctor?
Oh, yeah, Frankenstein.
You know when
yeah.
you've reassembled your wife after a horrific accident and you've still got loads of nuts and bolts left over afterwards? What do you do with them?
That's fucking scary.
I always put them in a drawer.
Hide them under something.
We've got a drawer full of spare nuts and bolts from all the times the bee's knees has fallen off climbing walls or something.
It's time for another Spooky David.
Your two's evil laughs are great. My laugh sounds like someone's kicking a horse to death, so I can't really...
like a drunk goblin.
Yes.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Okay, excuse me, boys. I'm just trying to keep to my quota so that Steve's happy. My sister says that Mummy killed her, but Mummy says I don't have a sister.
There's a really horrible joke to make there about somebody that went missing a long time ago, but I'm better than that, and I wouldn't.
You'd be absolutely mad, Ellen, to say a joke like that, actually.
Oh, no.
I think it's probably more of a scenario of just, like, the mum being forgetful.
Classic mum. Classic mum just
I don't
out
have a
here
sister.
Forgetting stuff. No, we fucking do. It's Tiffany.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, shit. Oh, no, I left her at nursery. Gotta go.
Yeah, exactly. That's precisely what I was going to say, Alex. You ruined my punchline, you bitch.
Ah, shit. Sorry, mate.
Sorry, Spooky David.
Should we have... I don't actually know how much time I've got left.
6 minutes.
Plenty of time for more spookerific Davids. The last thing I saw was my alarm clock flashing 12:07 before she pushed her long... rotting nails through my chest. her other hand muffling my screams. I sat bolt upright, relieved it was only a dream. But as I saw my alarm clock read 12:06, I heard my closet door creak open.
Well, if it said 12:06, that'd make it lunchtime.
You've overslept, mate. She's just waking you up to tell you you're late for work.
All alarm clocks are like 24 hours, surely.
Mm.
Alternatively, it's daylight savings time, and the spooky boy is an hour late, and he's just woken up to be disappointed. He's just like, what the fuck, man? Mm. Come on. Professionals have standards.
It's a home invasion, but it's a bear.
it's just Canada twice a week.
Yeah, exactly.
A burglar.
Burglars. Oh, really?
Well done.
That's not it, Chief.
This one's like a... This one is actually quite worrying, and it's part of the reason why I don't want to be buried when I die. It goes as follows. I can't move, breathe, speak, or hear, and it's so dark all the time. If I knew it would be this lonely, I would have just been cremated instead.
I'd be really shit at that. Buried alive. I get distracted really easily, so I'd get distracted from the panic of that and just fall asleep, I reckon.
Ryan Reynolds did a movie where he was buried alive, so whoever's struggling with that, just go watch that film.
They bury you with an iPad, don't they?
From the DVD player inside your box, yeah.
Yeah. Blu-ray.
You can be buried with whatever you want, so...
Whatever you want.
If you get like
I'd like to be buried with my friends, you two.
Hi guys, welcome back to another episode of the 33% Majority. I'm your host, Alex Springthorpe. I'm your host, Tom Hutchinson.
Quiet!
And this week I want to talk about...
Oh, that's so good. Well, I'm dizzy for that.
The doctors told... Oh, no, okay, you're still going.
I actually found another little nugget of laughter juice.
That's a tiny little sipping of comedy. That's right
juice.
Up my fucking alley of comedy, that is, you know, just the fucking quiet. Ooh.
Just so many layers to that comedy gem.
Oh, Spooky David.
I like Spooky David.
Me too.
I'm quite enjoying Spooky David as well. I think we've got time for one more, shall we?
Always.
Yeah, go on.
After struggling desperately to move any part of his paralytic body just to alert the doctors that he was conscious before they made the first incision, he was relieved to see that one of the nurses had noticed his pupils dilating from the bright light. She leaned in close, and in a whisper that tickled his ear, she spoke.
These nuts. Sorry, she spoke in a whisper to my paralytic body just before they made the first incision, and she whispered,
"These nuts."
You think it's we don't canonical. Know you're awake?
It's canonical. That, no, it's think, these nuts.
I think that's these nuts. Alex, actually, speaking of that, do you know what? Just to round off this wonderful episode of the 33% Majority, can you just walk the guys, the audience, through what happened in our text conversation the other day?
Welcome back to everybody's favourite episode of the 33% Majority. It's the bit where we talk you through some nonsense that happened in our group chat that you weren't there for. So, Tom said a while ago... Scroll. Tom messaged, and Tom said in the group chat, how mad is it that we went straight from vinyl records to cassettes and then streaming on, like, Spotify and shit? And Ash said, yeah, pretty mad. Tom came back, yeah, like... That would be like if we went from VHS to Netflix with no DVDs and shit. And Ash just replied, you know, really playing along with it. Not as mad that we went from Jesus to jet planes in 2,000 years. And I, half an hour later, picked up the message. Oh, Tom's message. And I was like, oh, hang on. Tommy, you did forget CDs. The Laserdisc was pretty dope for data conveyance for a while there. And Tom, let me check the records here, 0.01 seconds, replied with a picture of a squirrel pointing to his testicles that says, CDs nuts. And what he'd done is he'd set both of us up for a good punchline to a joke. Ashley thought it was an interesting topic to discuss. I had to, well, actually, to Tom. I had a well, actually, to buss him with. And yeah, it hurt. It was a betrayal. Ash the next day messaged, and we'd been chatting for a while that morning. He just messaged after a brief reprieve and said, guys, can I vent real quick? I said, yeah, of course you can, mate. And it's a picture of the little Among Us man dipping into a vent. And he just said, thanks.
Alex sus.
Instant. Another betrayal. And then Tom said, because we always like to kind of prep a little bit for what we're doing, make sure we're not both doing like Reddit segments or whatever. Tom said, tonight I'm 100% discussing BOFA, discussing BOFA. And that's my segment, don't steal it. And Ash replied, oh, how interesting. It's a tough subject. I imagine they were in cahoots organising another Alex prank scam. And I was watching this happen. Tom said, no, I think it will be good. Ash said, we have to not get heated about BOFA. I hate it so much. Even just reading it, it's just BOFA these nuts. Fuck off.
Yeah, that's the one.
You've reminded me of the betrayal. I'm done doing a podcast now. That's the end of it.
Well... This has been a podcast, guys. This has been the 33% majority. We hope you liked our anecdotes. We hope you liked the dumb segments we did today. It would be really super appreciated if you could share this on your Instagram, you know, share it with
your
friends.
Not even that. Share it to family members. If every person shared it with one person, that would be so helpful. One friend,
awesome.
Just go, hey, give this a whirl.
Not even just your friends, just go to your grandma's house and set a timer on her.
Yes, and make it play it, absolutely. But we really appreciate the listenership, guys. Your support has been amazing, and we really appreciate it. So anyway, I've been your host, Tom Hutchinson.
I've been your host, Alex Springthorpe.
I've also been a host of some variety, Ashley Hall.
See you all next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Every fucking time, baby.
Mary redeemed a $50,000 cash prize playing Chumba Casino online.
I was only playing for fun, so winning was a dream come true.
Chumba Casino is America's favorite free online social casino. You too could have the chance to win life-changing cash prizes. Absolutely anybody could be like Mary. Be like Mary. Log on to ChumboCasino.com and play for free now. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details. The voice in the preceding commercial was not the actual voice of the winner.